Talk.
Kate Talk.
Call us on 021 446 0567.
It is coming up to 15 minutes before 6 o'clock. Afrika Milani on the way between 6 and 10 on Cape Talk with the Weekend Breakfast Show. Every week we are joined by travel blogger Lydia Afonso, and we are talking about the best city in the world. Good morning, Lydia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. Thank you.
So talk to us about the best city in the world.
Oh, good Lord. I would not know where to start. I have different best cities for different things.
Right.
My favorite would have to be Joburg. I'm very sorry.
you know you're going to get into trouble for coming onto a Cape Town radio station called Cape Talk and saying Joburg is the best city in the world.
I'm in even more trouble because I'm a born and bred Cape Townian.
Why is Joburg the best city in the world, Lydia?
Joburg is home. Joburg is where my people are. And Joburg is it's just everything I wanted to be. I am born and bred Cape Townian, and I was born with goggles on, and that you're sort of taught that you will never be happy anywhere else but Cape Town. It is the end-all and be-all of beautiful cities. And granted, it takes your breath away every time you go home. But Joburg is everything you want it to be. You've got the skyscrapers in the north, and to the west, you've got the rolling green hills. And it is just gorgeous. It's everything you want right there. And you don't have to worry about frizzy hair because there's no beaches anywhere.
True. I lived in Johannesburg for 10 years, and I agree with what you are talking about this morning. I enjoyed living in Johannesburg. It is a different city. There's a different vibe. The mentality is different. And I apologize on air, but I did feel safer in Joburg than what I do feel in Cape Town.
There's just something about the outskirts of Joburg and even the inner city of Joburg. It feels more like home to me. I found everything that I was looking for in a city in Joburg, and I can compare it to the gorgeous Londons and Lisbons and Frankfurts of the world. And even though they're culturally incredible to visit to, Joburg will always be home.
Right. So if there is a cultural highlight for you in Joburg, what would it be?
Oh, the languages. In Cape Town, it's very interesting for me. People speak way fewer languages to each other in Cape Town. If you sit and work in a coffee shop in the CBD, somewhere in Herengracht Road, you are guaranteed to hear maximum of 5 languages. If you sit in Joburg, I swear you will hear way more than the 11 official ones. You will hear all sorts of languages. It's more of a hub to me. And I think it's possibly because of the opportunities in Joburg.
Right.
But I just find it fascinating that there are people to my left speaking French to each other, people to my right speaking Afrikaans, Afriplas, and there's perfect English coming from the other side of the room. And then there's Zulu and Tutu. And, oh, it's just amazing.
It is an amazing city indeed. Lydia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Lydia's best city in the world this morning is Joburg. Well, we Cape Townians, we just have to suck it up and take it this morning. Thank you, Lydia. She is a travel blogger. You can connect with her on her website. It is greenlydia.co.za.